He can move nations. He probably the hardest. But it's not beyond him. He is a swinger. And to me, that's what Holden does. Holden gives me some new words by using some very old ones. I used the word swinger before, and I surely used the word Christ, but I never used them together, which bothers me a little. But we're going to do a lot of things tonight by using some very old and some very new words together, and probably find that the old words get new, and the new words get feel like they've been around a long time. Let your mind humble tonight. Don't be afraid to have one new thought or one a minute. And if you can't keep track anymore, that's fine. Christ the swinger. I think that in the future, because there are people like us at Holden, and because there's a Holden for people like us, we're going to have some new things happen. I predict, and my predictions aren't really noted by anybody. They're not recorded anywhere, and nobody knows what I predict. But I predict. I predict, like, in 25 years, there'll be, like, new sounds for worshipers, special sound equipment, pipe organs. In every Christian community, I think it will be actually possible to hear the sounds of the hungry and the thirsty and the dying and the crying in the world on Communion Sunday. So that if the organist can't find his music, he can play the manual that says hunger while you're eating, and he can play that part of the manual, I think it'll be near the top, that says thirsty while you're drinking. These will be real sounds. They won't be composed by somebody in his head. This will be real sound of hunger and thirst while you eat and drink away with me. I believe that there's going to be a narthex with grease paint in it. And when you come into this narthex, it'll be a dressing room, really. And you'll think you're in a theater and you're with a bunch of actors. And there'll be masks and grease paint, and there'll be costume hats and garments for all kinds of people, anybody, you and your friends. And the ushers will hand out masks and appropriate hats to establish just what role you want to be that Sunday or the following, if you like, in practice in the week, to be something else, and all, and pretend, and then you'll come with your costume, and somehow the costume will have to be taken away from you, and that'll be your worship. I don't know if it'll be in the fourth part of the hymnal. Maybe it won't be in the hymnal at all. I predict it won't be in the hymnal. If I may predict one more before we go on something that's real already tonight. I predict that they're going to use more senses in the future, that you and I will have colored balloons, and there'll be huge posters, and there'll be incense of some sort, that we will not only have colors for the church season, but we'll have incense or perfume or some kind of aroma for the church season. And sometimes Easter will be black, and sometimes it'll be white, and sometimes Good Friday will be white, and it'll take its turn, maybe it'll be black. So I think there'll be a lot of switching on us, and we'll do it. We'll be the ones who will be doing it. I think that worship will be alive, and we'll probably have the idea that Christ is really moving among us, and that he's not locked up in something that we inherited from 17th, 19th centuries, but he's going to be so new, he's going to be newer than the bulletin, so you probably won't even have one, because it will be out of date by the time you get there. That's how new. I mean, that absolutely not. I think we are a generation who are talking about the present tense in a very meaningful way. And that's why I like the young people being here at home. And then finally, I think there's going to be some new postures. I think we're going to do a lot of things face-to-face, not just in rows. Probably be some plastic pews so you can move and bend and mold the pews and see each other. Have your pews be whatever the service is supposed to be. If you want to be friendly, you can have friendly pews. If you want to be angry, you can have straight pews. And you have pews facing each other. Maybe you can do all of this in your imagination. If you can't, if you just had a building program and you can't afford to change your pews and get new ones because you haven't paid for the new old ones, then maybe you will just have to do some of this in your own imagination. Oh, I'm tired. I've been up to Heart Lake, and that's not why I talk this way, for some of you who don't know me. This is who I am. It was a beautiful place, Heart Lake. I'd never been there before, and I didn't hear the fish. the first thing that we're going to do, we're all going to do it together, because we're going to do it with our ears. We don't have to say it. We can do a lot of things with our ears and our eyes and our imagination. We're going to let tumble something like maybe some Christmas and some Good Friday, some Easter and some Advent, or you know, different parts of the church year or different parts of the life of Christ. I think once when Dr. Saturn in Augsburg College was directing the choir and they were singing Crucifixes, I'll never forget that over here the motion choir was rising off the floor and they were doing the nativity scene while Crucifixes was being sung. And when they had gone about 1 minute into Crucifixes, Mother Mary took her child and she just raised him up and gave him on the cross. I thought what a marvelous thing to have a little bit of Christmas moving right into Crucifixes. And really, you can't have a crucifix, can you, without the birth. such ink and drink. We let it mean whatever it wanted to mean, and then I put some on her and, you know, said, "You are the baptized one," and then on him, and they on me. And well, we had done both sacraments, and we weren't looking for any theologians, and I'm not looking for heresy trial. I'm just saying that it's just a nice thing to do when no one expects it, and you don't even expect it yourself. It came to your mind, and before you get too critical of it, do it. And then maybe criticize it. You probably won't. You probably enjoy it and remember it forever. So tonight, we want to certainly be glad that we, the children of God, have the right to let the world and the church tumble with each other and mix a little, you know, and be part of each other. God in the hay, Christ in the bread. I mean, there's an endless list.
Back home, and we all do it in unison and face the altar and close our eyes and bow our heads.
You can go on doing that. Maybe I do it too. I don't suppose there's only one way to have a posture. But primarily, let's understand what the creed is. So we'll do it this way. I'll point to this front row, and then wherever I'm pointing to a row, you do the same sentence. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And then you repeat it. That's all you say. Okay. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe
in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Right?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Both sections. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
That's on the rule.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Both sections.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
That section.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
At 20. there was one thing to do, and that was to face it. Face being 14 and 18, face being themselves. The preacher had been a clown, a full-time clown, until he was 19, until he set into another tent one night, the gospel tent. It was a revival meeting, and that's where he learned his new act. Preacher. That's what he is now. He's a preacher. And for 8 years now, he's a preacher. He was a clown longer than that, but he really never quit being a clown. And they like the tenth of every month. His congregation loves the tenth. The young like it the most. The young going on old, like 18 going on 80, they like this tenth of the month. He calls it Resurrection Night, and they call it hide and seek. They had to rebuild the vestibule of the church, and they made closets and drawers. Drawers and closets for thousands of masks and thousands of clown suits. They call it the dressing room now instead of the vestibule. It's kind of a checkout room and a check-in room to select and check out the costumes before the tent. Privately, of course, the private secretary for this. And on the tent, they all come hidden in their dress, purposely hidden. And they hide for 20 minutes. That is, they hide from each other. Like clowns, they hide. And they are just what they want to be. That's what they are, obviously. And you'd be surprised who the dancing ladies are, and who wants to be a hobo for a while, and all the rest, wearing happy faces and sad ones and young ones and angry ones, just however they feel. And they hide. For 20 minutes, they hide. On the night of the 10th, they always hide. They hide and they hunt to see who the other clown is. They hunt and they hunt who the person may be. And they had hunted at to see if they may be found. And then for 20 minutes after they have hidden, they take off their masks and they laugh. They laugh because they're embarrassed. They laugh for all kinds of reasons. But now they laugh because they have fooled each other and because they were fools themselves. And before the hour is done, they sing. For 20 minutes, they sing. Well, mostly Easter songs they sing, because it's Resurrection Night. And there are mirrors on all the walls. They sing and they see. They look at themselves and each other and they laugh. They can't help but laugh. And because of the words of the songs, they laugh. It was in the circus that this minister learned to laugh at himself and to be laughed at. And on the 10th of every month, he helps the people to do it. Like this.
Thank you.
fabulous, and we're going to whistle at once, okay? Everyone voted not to close the pool. the only way really to have any renewal, probably have any change, wherever we are, is to smile about it, and I hope we can have a few more here. Once there was a church where people came who had trouble loving others. They practiced by holding hands and saying, yes. 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 To each other. Now we'll practice that. Will you just turn to each other and say yes? Soft prelude and snuggling songs, she said. For Bible lessons about the feelings of man, the feelings of a woman, he said. Like the feeling of the lame one, the washing of the feet, the wiping them, the perfuming them. And could we have a ballet anthem, I asked. Well, they all agreed. In bare feet, of course, an anthem sung from the bottom of the feet. Man has feelings. Man has feelings, Lord. Uncover my feelings and redeem these feelings and give me back not only my mind and my understanding, but my new ideas and my feelings and my imagination, Lord. And now we close with what usually opens a service. Worship in our churches are usually begun by an intro, which is a theme song, usually the opening hymn. It's the purpose for which you came. Now, if the purpose for which you came is understood at the beginning, and if the rest of the service sort of does that, then when you leave, you probably have that same intro. So as far as I'm concerned, the intro is good for coming in, and the intro is also good for going out. In other words, it's the same one. You don't have two different things. So we're going to have our introit at the end. It's an unusual thing to do. And we're going to get the feeling of this introit. I'm going to give you one. And it's what I feel this evening has been. We've had some old and we've had some new. We've had some death and we've had some resurrection tonight. I think some old things have died and some new ones have risen. And I think that some of us had some new brain cells sort of develop. Probably some old one warmed up, sanctified, and a smile belonging to our theological doctrine world, so that we don't only have to squint when we think doctrine. We can do doctrine with a smile and a grin, because probably we're not always right anyway. And the fathers always smile on their children when they understand. So tonight our intro is this. It's a very simple one, a very beautiful one. He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead? You get the feel of it. And an intro will always walk. So I'm hoping that we can feel the rhythm of this thing until we could really walk, okay? And get the feeling of this thing being just capturing our entire body, all right? He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead? He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead? He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead? He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead? And you start moving your feet till it gets with that. He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead? He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead? He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead? He is risen. Last walk. Why seek the living among the dead? He is risen. Why seek the living among the dead?
And then when I raise my hand,
we say out there. And we do that by pointing out there. And we'll do it every time I raise my hand. And you'll say out there. So we'll say the entire benediction, and we'll always put a little interlude out there. Okay? Feel it and enjoy it. You may never do it again. Okay? You may never do it again. Here we are. The Lord bless us and keep us
out there.
The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us
out there.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us his peace
out there.
In the name of the Father,
out there.
In the name of the Son,
out there.
In the name of the Holy Spirit,
out there.
Amen.
Out there.
Exact time, and we have everything else back. Look, Dr. Ludwig Roman.